Well, if you have ever done a deep dive in Bible study, you've probably found out that God goes by different names in the Bible. What is that all about? Well, a new book called Names of God, Living Unafraid, can help you through that. It's by Grace Fox, who lives on a sailboat on the West Coast, and she's with us right now. Good morning, Grace.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Could you tell us, Grace, first of all, in your opinion, why on earth in the Bible does God go by so many names?
There's so many different facets to his character. I like to think of him as a beautiful diamond. A friend of mine just recently got married, and she had this gorgeous diamond that, of course, reflected the light. Every time she moved, it sparkled. And then I think, well, a diamond isn't just one big rock stuck in the prongs, but it's shaped. There are facets to it, and it's every facet that helps give off that beautiful glitter. And God's character is made up of any number of beautiful facets. And so by those names, we can discover the individual beauty of those facets are.
Okay. Now, the aspect of living unafraid in the title, how does that play into the book?
Well, I chose seven names in this book, and this is actually the first of three. It's a three-book series.
Okay.
So, seven names. And I told stories in there of how I have experienced God by those names, because I can be called a courageous person, but I have dealt with a lot of different fears. And so how I have experienced God by these names through scripture, through looking at biblical characters, examples, but in real life. And like, for instance, the Lord will provide, Yahweh Yireh. My family and I were missionaries at a year-round Christian camp on a little island off British Columbia's coast for 11 years. And shortly after we moved there, we were trying to get our support team in place because nobody got a salary there. You all had to have a ministry support team like that would contribute by donations. So we'd only been there a few months, didn't have that team fully in place, living off our savings and running short. And then the Canadian postal system went on strike.
Oh.
And so back then, you know, people didn't send donations by e-transfer or
right.
PayPal or anything like that. Things didn't exist. And so when our checks didn't come in the mail, and we were living on a shoestring anyways, we ran into a little problem. But we were embarrassed about our needs. So my husband and I didn't tell anybody. We just prayed and asked God to provide for our family. So at a family camp in the August of that year, we'd met a family who came to camp and just really struck it off. So we'd had them up for coffee, and we said, hey, why don't you come for a meal? But the first time we could get our schedules together was in November of that year, 3 months down the road. And the postal strike happened. So here I am thinking, when the day came for them to come for supper, okay, they have three kids. We have 10 people. Oh, Lord, you're going to have to multiply the food here, because I had a little bit of ground beef in the freezer and some macaroni noodles, and I threw together a casserole. But I didn't even have produce to make a salad. When that family showed up, they unloaded bags of groceries. We didn't even know them well enough to know that the man worked at a grocery store. But he said, a couple of days ago, I just had a sense like the Holy Spirit was saying, buy groceries for this family. So I did.
Wow.
And they didn't know what our need was, but that name Yahweh Yireh, it doesn't just mean God will provide. It means he sees in advance what our needs are going to be, and he sees to it that they're met. So he knew in August, when we set up that dinner date, that we were going to be running a little short on groceries when that date came. And sure enough, he provided for us. And they brought staples, all kinds of groceries and produce, where I was able to put a salad together for dinner that night. It was a celebration, let me tell you.
My goodness. How important is it, Grace, that we dive into subjects like this? Because sometimes we think, you know, well, that's for the deep thinkers.
Yeah. You know, this, I would say, I'm not a deep thinker, but I am a woman who loves the Lord, and I've walked with him for years. And so what I've done is made this book an easy read for people, and again, filled with stories, because Jesus taught with stories, and people can relate to those. So I wanted to make this a book that is, it's educational. So where did the name appear, and what was the context? What does it mean? But I wanted it to be, getting that knowledge from the head to the heart, because until we get that theory into our heart and apply it, there's no life change. And so if we're going to learn to face our lives, the future, whatever it holds, with courage, then we need to get it into our heart. And that's what this book is about.
The book is called Names of God, Living Unafraid. And we've been speaking to the author, Grace Fox. Thanks, Grace.
You bet. Have a great day.